At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that guarantees practical lessons every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. You can check us out at 100mba.net. And today is part two of our two-part lesson on a crash course in Google Analytics. In part one, we talked about why you should use Google Analytics, how to use it, how it can improve your business and your website and conversions and obviously sales, as well as what to look for when you're working with Google Analytics. We continue in this crash course today in part two. If you haven't listened to part one yet, go back to listen to part one. Pause me. I'll be here waiting for you. If you're all listened up, let's get down to business. Episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. We use HostGator for our hosting for all our websites because they have amazing support, actually 24/7 live support via chat, phone, or email. They also make it super easy for you to get started with one-click WordPress installs, an easy-to-use website builder, and they even provide design services and marketing services. Best of all, HostGator is giving all our listeners a 30% discount. That's huge, guys. All you got to do is visit HostGator.com/MBA30. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. All right, guys, let's jump into part two of this crash course in Google Analytics. Last time, we talked about traffic sources a bit. We talked about why it's important to know where your traffic is coming from. This also includes what sources, like social media, so you can know if your social media efforts are working and which platforms are they working on. Does your audience resonate and live on Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest? How are you going to know that? Well, you're going to use Google Analytics and find out. You can also know how well your email campaigns are working. You can know how much traffic is coming from your email campaigns. It's also great for knowing about pay traffic like Google AdWords or even Facebook ads. You can know how and when people are coming to your website via the ad. You have to know this information so you can make smart decisions. Should you keep investing in paid traffic? Should you keep putting in the effort in a social media platform that really doesn't resonate with your audience? Or should you focus all your efforts on one or two social media platforms? Google Analytics can really give you that data so you're not running off hunches. You're actually making decisions based on facts. One of the biggest reasons why we use Google Analytics is to know how well the content on our actual website is working. How well is it performing? For example, you can find out which blog posts on your blog get the most traffic, which pages are being visited the most. Interestingly enough, I've worked with many businesses and many websites in the past, and the numbers don't lie. The second most frequent page other than your homepage is your about page. Knowing that information, you really should be making sure the pages that get the most traffic are highly refined, your headlines are solid, and you also find out what's going on with the pages that are not performing as well. But back to the blog posts, it's really important for you to know which blog posts are getting the most traffic. You know these topics are resonating with your audience. This is the kind of information that is absolute gold. This is where you can build products and services based on real information. This is where you know for sure your audience is interested in those topics. Without Google Analytics, it's really hard for you to know this information. You may be able to know through the comments, But there are a lot of people that just like reading the information and they don't comment, or you don't even have comments on your site. Some people don't put comments on their blog. Say, for example, you have a product you really want to sell, but it's not getting a lot of traffic. That page is not getting a lot of traffic. You may want to rearrange your homepage to give it more real estate or give it more power. Put it in a more prominent location on your homepage. Maybe you want to change up your navigation bar so it's more prominent. Are people exiting out of your website too quickly? Maybe your social media buttons on your website are too prominent. Maybe you need to put them in the footer so people don't bounce out of your website going to Facebook. And once they're on Facebook, they're on La La Land, right? So you need to make sure you know how to keep them on the website. One of the stats that they show you on Google Analytics is something called a bounce rate. And a bounce rate means somebody visits your website, goes to one page, like a home page or maybe a blog post, and does not visit any other page on the website. They leave the website after visiting only one page. That's not a good thing. You want people to stay a bit. You want people to check out other blog posts and other pages. So you want your page per visit rate to be quite good. You should always aim for 3 to 4 pages per visit. Even 2 pages per visit is better than 1 page per visit. Because if they're visiting 2, 3, 4 pages on your website every time they visit, they get a chance to build a relationship with you and you can build some trust. Google Analytics also allows you to see live activity on your site. Is somebody on your website right now? Now, this could be very useful, especially on launch day when you're launching a product. You can have your Google Analytics data displaying on your browser the day of the launch. So you can track how the traffic is going when you send out that first email, when you're doing your promotions. You can find out how well it's converting. You can find out where people are getting stuck. Are people leaving your website at the shopping cart? Are they going to the offer page and leaving, or are they completing the transaction? You can learn a lot about the way your website's performing, especially when you know traffic is coming. And you could check that out on the live view, or it's called real time, on Google Analytics. Guys, I got more on Google Analytics in this lesson. We're going to be talking about setting goals. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. One of the biggest decisions in starting a business is building your website, your business website. And one of the best solutions out there is HostGator. HostGator is an all-in-one hosting solution. We use it for all our websites here at the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. And it's because they're great value and they have great customer support. They actually have 24/7 live support via chat, phone, or email. They also have one-click WordPress install so you can get going right away. They also have design services so they can hook you up with a designer to build your website or even have a website refresh. They also have marketing services that can help you with your pay-per-click campaigns. You can also register your domain names right there. And best of all, HostGator is giving you an amazing discount, 30% off. All you got to do is visit HostGator.com/MBA30. That's HostGator.com/MBA30. One of the great features of Google Analytics is a feature where you can set goals. Now, by setting goals, it allows you to quickly check certain stats so you don't have to check everything every time you visit Google Analytics. So say, for example, one of your goals is an email signup or an opt-in to your newsletter. You can set the actual thank you page or the page they see after they register or give their email address as a goal. So you could set that URL as a goal. So you can know every time somebody visits that page, that equals a signup. And then you can just go to your goals tab inside of Google Analytics and see how many of your goals have been accomplished at a certain period of time. Maybe this month, this week, today, it's up to you. And you can set multiple goals. So you might have 3 goals and you want to just keep track of those all the time. Google Analytics makes it easy for you to just go straight to your goals and see how well you're doing so you don't get lost in all the data that they have. There's a lot of data that you can analyze on Google Analytics, and goals is a good way to organize your data research. Guys, if you want to go more in depth or learn more about how to use Google Analytics, we have a full course on Google Analytics along with a handy one-page guide inside the $100 MBA training and community. You can also ask questions anytime inside the $100 MBA and be a part of our community forum and Facebook group. And if you want to win a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA, all you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review. It's our way to say thank you to all you wonderful supporters out there. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. If you're on your computer, just go to 100mba.net/show and you have detailed instructions right there. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I want to remind you that if you guys have any questions, you can email us at contact@100mba.net, or you can tweet at me on Twitter. BizRepublic is my handle. We answer questions every weekend here on Q&A Weekends. We love answering these questions we get from listeners. It really helps us provide great value and help not only the people that are asking the questions, but everybody else who's listening as well. Because we all have the same questions in our head as we're building our business. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. Tomorrow we have a very special episode. It's called How to Know If Your Business Is Not Right for You. And this is a very personal episode to me because I've built businesses in the past because there were great opportunities, but they weren't congruent with my life or who I was as a person. I know this is tomorrow's episode, but I want you to start thinking about this today. Think about how you feel when you go to work at your business. Are you motivated? Do you want to do it regardless of your energy level? Would you do it if you weren't getting paid? These are really important questions you have to ask yourself, and it's a good primer for tomorrow's episode. Some of these questions are hard and they're hard to hear, but hard questions give you the right answers. They give you good answers that help you make the right choices and the right changes if needed. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and our two-part lesson, our personal crash course in Google Analytics. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode, guys. Take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.